And you with Janine Preston. Yep. And you with Janine Preston of SA Commuter Radio. And today on the line, I have Marco. And Marco is from a company called Kitchcool. And I'd love to know a little bit more about Kitchcool. So, and Marco, tell me a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the company. It'd be great to hear from you.
Ah, Janine, thank you so much for having me on your show. And good morning to all the listeners. As Janine told you, my name's Marco Goodman. I'm born and raised in SA, family from Portugal. I work for Kitchcool Wholesale, but we are also known as Big Blue, if you are more familiar with Big Blue. Kitchcool wholesales to retailers across the country and abroad. And what we do is we import gifting items, but not just gifting. We do furniture, clothing. With regards to our clothing, we do more proudly South African clothing. So we like to showcase what our beautiful country is about as well. Our stores, we have about 22 across SA, Joburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, and Durban. And basically what we do is we have distribution rights for all our suppliers overseas, and they supply us with novelty gifting, things that you won't be able to find anywhere else in the country, you know what I'm saying?
Like what type of things?
Ah, right. So we do gadgets, practical gadgets. So for one, for example, there's this item from our supplier called Kickerland. And it's called a phone tablet holder. And basically what this is does, and this is perfect for the ladies who like to follow recipes in their kitchen with their tablet. So what it does, it has a clamp, which you clamp against your table, and a clip at the top with which you can clip your iPad in, and you can watch instructional videos or follow recipes while you're cooking. Another thing that we've done, which is also local, because we like to support local companies as well, is our portfolio bags, which is made out of 100% recycled plastic. And it's printed with a very iconic SA products like Chappies and Marmite, Lucky Star and Zambak, which is also they wholesale for 25 Rand. And retail them for $50. And it's a perfect item or gift to have, or when you're going shopping, really. It's a nice shopper bag, or should I say makes for a nice shopper bag. We also do buffs. So we do very different buffs compared to the conventional ones you see out there. It's a multi-purpose buff. So it can be used for a scarf, a scrunchie, a headband or bandana rather, and then obviously for the purpose of covering your nose and mouth. And that's our own brand, by the way, Kitchcool. We have brands like Paladone who supply us with pop culture items. So all your Batman and Robin and all those sort of items, which I must say, because I'm quite a geek, I love selling those items as well. So, and there's quite a big market for it in SA. I mean, who doesn't like Marvel or DC? So, and Friends, by the way. Friends is a very big one for us. We do like mugs and coasters and very unusual things that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. Then we do stationery as well.
So how do you go and choose your items?
So what we do is my bosses, the powers that be, they go, well, not now, they haven't been in for a while because of Corona, they go overseas to trade shows and they see the products in person. But usually what we've been doing now is the supplier would send us their catalog, their product offering, and my boss and my colleague and my team will look through the catalog, selecting items that you think would sell in the market.
Now, what's interesting is I see there's a couple of really fun items that you have. I think the fun ones are always the things that catch our eye for Father's Day and those who have everything. Right. And one of the things I noticed was a Huckleberry popcorn maker.
Yeah.
And that looks like a lollipop stick.
The Huckleberry range is becoming quite popular, also for the kids, really, because for camping and just general environmental science stuff like that. So you also get your kaleidoscope, your bug boxes. The popcorn maker that you've just mentioned, that isn't in stock at the moment, but it has had a lot of interest, and it is arriving in July. So what we do usually is before the stock even arrives, we showcase it, allowing our customers to place their pre-orders, because stock generally goes out basically in and out because it's so different and unique, and it sells quite well for them.
I'm sure it does. But it's quite interesting. What is the genre of products? So do you have a particular genre? Is there...
No,
so,
because
I
we
see
don't.
You've got
we
some
actually,
games. I see you've got some really funky games, box games, you know, that one plays at home. Right. Those kind of things. Very interesting. I see there's a leaf card, which are cards that look like a leaf, which I find quite interesting. Goes away from the square cards or the rectangular cards that we're used to.
Exactly. So that's why that's another interesting point to bring up, because that's one of the reasons why we do what we do, is because we like to be different, and we like to offer the market something that they no one else can get. So that's pretty cool. And to answer your question, we don't have a specific category we supply to. So we like to bring in many different things. So if you've looked at our website, which if any of your listeners are listening and would like to visit, it is www.kitschcool.co.za. And we cater to any genre, really, stationary games. So when the corona had just started, we had brought in, and when the kids were having school from home, we brought in indoor games. So to entertain the kids while the parents work, because I had heard of many parents complaining that they weren't able to work in peace. So this is a nice way of keeping your kids busy.
Absolutely.
Whilst you work. So, and yeah, it's quality product, inexpensive product. It offers the reseller a 75% margin. So there is, we all trying to be fair in what we offer as well in terms of pricing.
No, I'm sure you do. Tell me a little bit about your distribution. So you're based in South Africa, and you distribute worldwide. Is the South African stores worldwide? Is that a particular market for you? How do people come in and how do South Africans generally buy overseas? You know, because they're obviously coming in to buy something from home, and your products are all a mix of international and local. So do they buy by request, or how does it work?
So what would happen is, with the stuff that we import from our overseas suppliers, we aren't generally allowed to wholesale them overseas. The reason being is that we only have the distribution rights for it in SA. However, the stuff that we manufacture or bring in locally, we send overseas, which is great because, I'm going to tell you a story. Like my father, who's in New Zealand, he's married to a Aborigine, and they love Africa. So whenever they visit the country, they love looking for African-inspired gifts, which they take home. So recently, a customer of ours by the name of Sapro, they distribute worldwide as well, proudly South African-made products. And what we've sent to them was our bag range and our buff range. And we're trying to extend our range. We also do clothing as well, like shirts and pants, very unique shirts and pants that we are allowed to send overseas as well. So, it's a growing market. We supply Germany, Australia. We've supplied Abidjan, which is in Africa, obviously.
And your buff range obviously gets used for masks as well, because clearly with masks being, having started as the blue fellows, as the little blue paper ones are now moving on.
Right. And it's actually funny you say that. You thought that you could only supply the market with so many buffs, but they're selling extremely well, with us extending the range with new designs fairly soon. And so the one that does specifically well is the Chappies one, which I bought myself. I mean, you should be when you are in such a dark time, rather wear something different that just brightens up your mood, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Because I see some of your buffs are like in the Lion match, of the iconic little box of matches. You've got the Lucky Star brand, the Zambuk, you know, that we use when everybody in South Africa uses.
And we also have a SA flag one. So the we also thought, let's just keep it SA orientated. So we brought in an SA buff as well, which has sold just as well.
Oh, really?
So the demand is actually quite high, really, because every, say, 2-3 weeks, we're having to bring in this new delivery to be able to keep up with demand. So the rate of sale on these buffs is quite wild. They're wholesale for 25 rand, so it's a cheap quality buff. But we usually wholesale them in packs of 6 units, although we are able to assort that pack with variation. So you could do like a 2 Zambucks, 2 Lucky Stars. And another important thing to say about the buffs is that they are washable.
Oh, that's interesting. Because obviously the buffs have to be, but how good are they in terms of just being a protection? Or are they just a pretty looking item? And I mean, we use buffs in motorbikes, so.
I actually wear them myself. What I like about them, it doesn't make you feel like you are suffocating, which I've experienced with many other products in the market. They're light, and it's a very good material that protects you from any dust or debris that that you come in contact with. So it's a good protection.
Okay. I just wonder, in terms of pricing, does the international market, and especially with the rand dollar, does that affect your pricing quite hectically?
Not really.
We're changing all the time.
We do, yes, unfortunately. But in order to get our name out there as well, we have to cater to anybody, really, whether it be overseas or local. So, which is quite nice as well. We've also just recently landed quite a big customer, actually Chappies, and they bought quite a number of Chappies buffs from us, which they also pay in dollars as well. So it doesn't affect the price that much, no.
Interesting. Chappie is such a brand that we all know in South Africa, because they always used to have the things inside the Chappie paper. I remember when I first met my husband, and I used to say to him, "Where did you learn that?" And he goes, "These on the inside of a Chappie paper. It was in my Chappie paper." That was long before Google. Chappies were around long before Google was.
Absolutely, and that's what's so nice about it. It's quite nostalgic, isn't it? So that's why I feel like, especially the older generation would love the Chappies buff. Actually, when I had been driving home, about, I think it was last week, before I had been asked to work from home, I was filling up my car, and I had been wearing my Chappie's mask, and all the petrol attendants had asked, where do you get this from? So I said, I wholesale them. And the very next day, I had brought some they had bought from me. So it's a very neat, a niche market as well, but people love it because it is so different. So
I'm sure it must be. So what's the way forward for your brand? I mean, what is your vision for the future?
Well, we are growing from strength to strength. We've been operating for quite a number of years, to be exact, about 20 years. And our vision is always to bring in, keep up with the trends, basically, and grow our business, supply more customers locally and abroad, and just get our name out there, because the reason why our name is different from our sister company, Big Blue, is because we wanted to differentiate ourselves, which hasn't really worked that well, because people are very Big Blue is a well-known brand, and when we've changed our name, people don't really know that we are still Big Blue. So, yeah, I just wanted to get our name out there. So thank you so much for allowing me to do that.
I know, it's just such a pleasure. And if anybody would like to look at your products, what's the website or where can they visit you?
Right. So basically they can visit, as I said earlier, on www.kitschcool. That's kitschcool.co.za. You could subscribe to our newsletters, because we are always bringing in new products constantly. So to keep up with demand and keep our product offering, it's not stagnant. We need newness all the time. So they basically can subscribe to our newsletters. We send out e-catalogs almost weekly, and they can either send their orders through, should they wish, through the relevant sales reps, which you'll see which sales reps take care of which provinces, or just place an order online and it will be processed.
That's pretty cool. Well, it was awesome to chat. I just love some of your products. I love the buffs. The popcorn maker really did my head in.
You know what? It's because you like it so much. I'll send you a sample and free of charge. And you can enjoy it.
Oh, my word.
Well, you look, I'm glad that you like it.
And I love some of those little lamps as well, those anime type lamps, you know, the ones with Crash Bandicoot.
That's from the supplier Peladone, exactly. And, I mean, some people, like, we'd like to be very humorous as well. Unfortunately, our humor is in the form of very not naughty, but tasteful products. So I don't know if I can say this on air or whatever, but there's like candy G-strings and bras and just fun things.
You know what? Things that in this pandemic will make us smile because they can.
Exactly.
Because I think
we
anything that makes us smile. So absolutely true. Marco, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the line.
Awesome.
I look forward to being able to put some of your links on our website, and I'm sure our South African stores worldwide would love to see some more of the products. Thanks once again. I'm Janine Preston.
Perfect.
On Anywhere, Anytime. And you're with Sapro this morning, because Sapro is our headline sponsor. And thanks to Sapro, they export home abroad. So you'll be able to see some of these products in the South African stores. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. And if any of the anyone wants to get in contact, they can email me by mailing Marco, Marco, at kitschcool.co.za, or phoning us on 011-021-7640.
Thanks so much, Marco. Have a good day.
Right, thank you. You too. Bye,
Cheers,
everybody. Keep safe.
Bye.
Bye.